Hello again. Welcome. Now that you have a general idea of what ascension and the fifth dimension are all about, in this class, I'm going to be describing a number of common symptoms that you may be experiencing, and that could be called ascension symptoms. Now, these are both physical and psychological symptoms, and they're both positive and uplifting, and also challenging. As I've explained, there are a lot of strange things that are happening these days due to the shift that's occurring. There are high-frequency energies that are currently streaming in from the higher realms of consciousness and from the far reaches of the universe, and these are impacting humanity in unexpected ways all the way across the globe. And these energies are here to assist humanity in awakening in a very rapid manner from a third dimensional consciousness into the much higher vibration of fifth dimensional consciousness. And as a result, some wonderful things are happening for many people in this process of ascension that are all very exciting. However, there are also some serious challenges that are coming up for a lot of people, mainly because of how quickly the process is occurring. And these tend to be rather strange and perplexing and even scary at times if you're not aware of what's going on, because it can seem like there's no apparent cause for them. And at times, it can feel like there's something really wrong with you. So I'm going to describe these symptoms and also explain the reasons for them, and also how you can handle them. But first, let me describe some of the positive ascension symptoms that are common to see if you can relate to them. As I explained in the last class, since we've been traveling through the fourth dimension, we now have easier access to higher realms of light. And those who are ready to experience these are more easily able to experience these higher states of consciousness. So let's look at what some of these positive symptoms are. And I'm including a PDF of a list of all these symptoms so you don't have to try to remember them as I describe them here. So, in general, they include an increase in spiritual openings, in awakening experiences, greater expansions of consciousness, or what might feel like openings to new realities, profound realizations of truth, experiences of a more authentic and powerful identity that you have that's just now emerging. A very common type of opening is one of the heart, an experience of heart expansion. Or, what I sometimes call in its most intense form, a love attack. This is when love can just suddenly stream into you and just flow through you, and it can be so powerful that it can actually bring you to tears. You may also be experiencing a greater sense of ease and lightness and clarity that's happening in your life, at least from time to time. Or experiences of profound inner peace that just happened for you, or a sense of well-being, a sense of harmony in your life. Or it could be an expanded experience of oneness or freedom or gratitude that can just fill your heart. And often these kinds of things seem to happen just out of the blue with no apparent cause for them. Sometimes there might be a sense of waking up to higher aspects of who you are, a feeling greater connection to your higher self. Or it could be a greater detachment about the issues in your life, the stories of suffering you have. Just having more experiences in the witness or the observer, which gives you just a higher perspective on your life and a greater sense of neutrality about the difficult situations and relationships you may be in. Another symptom people seem to report are increased synchronicities, even miracles. If you're experiencing this, you probably recognize them as signs of confirmation that you're on the right path or you're seeing something accurately. You may also be experiencing more contact with subtle worlds, you know, feeling that the veils are thinning somehow. There's perhaps more awareness of celestial beings around you, whether it's archangels or ascended masters or teachers or ETs, whatever it is that may be showing up around you at this point. Or maybe you're experiencing, you know, psychic abilities that are coming online. Sometimes past life memories may be surfacing, even memories of very ancient times that you lived in, on Atlantis or Lemuria, or even from times before you initially came to Earth. So these are all examples of positive experiences you may be having due to ascension. And of course, you may be experiencing even others that I haven't described here. But it's just really good to identify them because they're indications of the ascension process that are occurring for you. They aren't just coming out of nowhere. This is all part of your ascension process. So now let me describe some challenging experiences that many people are having with the ascension process that you may also relate to. Difficult shifts that may be occurring for you as all your old limited and negative patterns and beliefs and emotions and memories that are not congruent with the energies of the fifth dimension are coming to the surface. And this can sometimes wreak havoc in your life. What's important to understand is that these patterns are coming up now for you in order to be reviewed, resolved, and ultimately let go of so that you can make the shift into a higher vibration towards the fifth dimension. Ascension into this higher state of consciousness requires that you leave behind everything that is not vibrating at that higher frequency. So I'll start with the physical symptoms. Now these are symptoms that often tend to have no medical explanation. Doctors get very confused by them. And they're usually temporary. They come and they go. And this is how you can recognize them. A really common one are strange aches and pains, especially headaches, that kind of come and go and seem to have no reason for them. And this can be a sharp pain, can be pressure, buzzing, all the different kinds of aches and pains that the body can have. Another one is what's just been called the ascension flu, you know, just a period of detox that seems to come out of nowhere. A really common one is exhaustion. And this can happen sometimes for many days or even weeks for certain people where you just can't get enough rest and enough sleep. And along with this often comes sleep issues. Either you need many, many hours of sleep, much more than you've ever needed before, or you experience insomnia, you know, waking up in the middle of the night and not being able to get back to sleep. These are really common for people these days. Digestive problems. That's another one, you know, where you're finding that you need to change your diet in some way and to be more careful about what you eat. Another one is hypersensitivity. Now, this can be being really sensitive to certain sounds or certain smells or foods, chemicals. It's really sensitive to bright lights or really sensitive to energies that are around you. And they all seem to have to do with your nervous system adjusting to the new frequencies coming in. Mind fog and memory loss. That's another one that a lot of people seem to be going through. And again, it comes and it goes. High-pitched ear ringing is another one. Dizziness, that comes and goes. Dry, blurry eyes. Another one that can be really irritating at times are heat surges that you think are hormonal, and in a way, I guess they are, but they don't seem to change when you change your hormones in one way or another with products you take or things you do. They just come and they burn you up and then they go. Another one is old conditions in your body or injuries that you've had that seem to be reappearing, or chronic symptoms that are heightened for a while. The thing to understand if you're having any symptoms like this is that in a way they make sense. Your physical body, like all physical bodies, are very dense. And during this period in which your consciousness is rising so rapidly, your body is attempting to adjust, to recalibrate to the higher frequency that your consciousness is shifting into. And it needs to turn from being carbon-based to being more crystalline-based. Your brain is being rewired. Your electromagnetic fields are being reconfigured. Your organs are shifting in vibration. There are bound to be aches and pains and other body disorders for a while all this is going on. So if you can realize that what you're experiencing are probably ascension symptoms, it can be a little easier to be with them. There's less reason to worry. Of course, though, if you're experiencing prolonged and really uncomfortable symptoms, even if they're due to ascension, it's important to take care of yourself. See a doctor or a health practitioner to get some help. Get relief. There's no need to suffer through these. The main thing is to be compassionate with your body. Be careful not to fall into irritation or impatience toward it. It doesn't help. The body needs your understanding now more than ever. What it's undergoing in this transition is major. This rising in frequency and shifting into a lesser density is really quite a feat. So it's really important to be gentle with your body. So those are some common physical ascension symptoms you may be experiencing. Now, how about the psychological challenges? These can be even more uncomfortable and confusing at times. In general, what you may be experiencing is an enormous amount of change, loss, and uncertainty in your life. Even at times that your whole life seems to be just falling apart. If this is happening for you, it's important to understand that sometimes when you're stuck in restrictive 3D patterns, it's necessary for everything to initially become unglued and to just fall apart so that new higher frequencies can come online to create a whole new situation for you at a higher frequency. If you wait a bit when this is happening, you will probably see new pieces of your life forming, replacing what's crumbled and what's disappeared with something more beneficial to you of a higher frequency. So do your best to not get freaked out if your life seems to be falling apart. Just wait and see what happens. Cooperate with the changes as best you can and trust that something new and better will be manifesting for you. Okay, another very common symptom you may be experiencing might be periods of intense emotional upset that don't always make sense to you. And this could be a period of depression. That just happens when there doesn't seem to be a whole lot to be depressed about. Or it could be anxiety that comes out of nowhere, or anger, despair, self-hatred, fear, even dread out of nowhere. Or it could be mood swings that you've never had before. Or a period where it just feels like you're judging everything and everyone around you. And all of these things just don't quite match what's happening in your life. Now, often these periods are due to hidden unresolved reactive patterns from the past that have been pushed into your unconscious because they were just too hard to face at the time that the traumatic situation was happening. So now they're surfacing. If this is happening, it's important to understand that the arising of these emotional patterns is happening because you, as I say, you can't bring your 3D baggage with you into 5D. Whatever doesn't resonate with 5D has to be left behind. So it's being pushed to the surface now. It's coming up to be seen in order to be resolved and released. And you can do this now. Another thing that could be causing perplexing emotional upset might be that you're picking up energies from the collective. They're not yours, or it may be from others that you've been with. If you're especially empathic, this is very easy to do. So you can check inwardly each time a strange emotion is arising out of the blue and ask whether it's yours to deal with or it's from others. And if it's from other people, just do your best to release it into the light and it will go fairly quickly. If it's yours, then it's something for you to work with. Okay, so another very important and common symptom is loss. And this could be all across the board. It could be financial loss that you're experiencing, a loss in your state of health, a loss in relationships, a loss of work, loss of a home, or it could be a loss of a very important loved one in your life. It could be a loss of a dream that you've had for a long time and you realize it's probably never going to happen. Or it could be loss in functioning, you know, limitations coming up in your either your mental functioning or your physical functioning. All of this is loss. And if it's happening to you, again, remember that if something in your life is not aligned with a higher vibration that you're moving into, it needs to go to make room for something of a higher vibration. Do your best to not hang on to what it's apparent you're losing. Just let it go. Trust that it needs to go for you to ascend into a higher consciousness. Also, be careful not to interpret loss as punishment. A lot of people do this automatically, asking, oh, what did I do wrong? Why did I lose that? Why was that taken from me? What's wrong with me? Understand that loss is not punishment. It's just readjustment. If events and people and situations of a higher vibration are coming into your life, things of a lower vibration have to leave. Now, you may find that there are times in the ascension process when changes, loss, and challenges seem to be happening nonstop. You know, you barely get your head above water handling one situation and the next wave washes over you. And I call these times periods of ascension cleanout. And they can be seen as a type of purification that's happening, getting you ready very rapidly for something in your life that will require a higher vibration, less emotional baggage that could hold you back. So these periods of loss and disruption can be really difficult, but be aware that they do come to an end at some point, and you'll be given a time of rest and integration in between them. So another very common ascension symptom are challenging relationship changes. And it's helpful to understand that we're in a period now in which many old relationships are dissolving. And this is because karmic bonds are now loosening. And this is karma generally with your family and with old friends, old colleagues. They're just, these bonds are coming to completion. And you may be realizing that you have nothing much in common anymore with certain family members and old friends and colleagues. You may find that, oh, they seem to be functioning at a lower vibration than you. You know, they're still into blame. self-pity, self-absorption, and that you just can't relate to them much anymore, and it just feels uncomfortable to be with them for very long. And this is especially hard if you have a partner or a spouse that you're feeling this way about. You know, if you do, it may really be time to talk, to clean up conflicts and secrets and lies that may have been ignored over the years. And just see what each of you is feeling and wanting now from your relationship. Doing this may really strengthen your relationship, bring it up to date. Or you may realize that it could be time to separate and go your own ways. You need to realize, as I've said, not every soul on earth is deciding to ascend at this time. Every soul is being given the opportunity to do this, but not all are deciding to make this ascension at this time. For some, it would just be too difficult. They may need more experience in 3D reality before they can make this kind of ascension. You know, at death, these souls are going to be taken to other places in the universe where 3D is still operating for their further evolution. So some people you've been close to for a good part of your life may be part of this group. And it may be hard to take this in, but it's important to let them go on their own path, wherever it takes them. You, of course, won't stop loving them, but maybe you don't need to spend as much time with them as before. Now, if you're experiencing a lot of loss of relationships like this, where family and old friends are drifting away, and your sense of identity has been greatly based on your roles in these relationships, you may initially feel a sense of being untethered, you know, very alone feeling, and confused about your sense of identity, about who you are as these relationships fall away. But just wait and see. Just see what begins to happen. You may begin seeing that new people are coming into your life. And if so, focus on them. You may see that they're people who match you better in frequency. It may feel like you're finally meeting your soul family, your soul tribe. For a while, though, you may be in a phase in which it feels like there's no one you can relate to. It gets very lonely. Many people report this, but I see this as a temporary phase. I've seen this happen for a while with people, and then it changes. Just know that there are a lot of people waking up all over now, and they're beginning to find each other. So you will be finding your soul tribe more and more as time goes on. Now, another symptom that's becoming more and more common is what I just call withdrawal. And this may manifest initially as a lack of interest in your life, you know, a lack of passion. There's a flatness, a boredom. Nothing much seems to interest you anymore. There's no more passion for ideas and activities that you've had in the past. No more drive to accomplish anything. Even if you felt like you've been following your spiritual mission, there's somehow no more energy there to do anything with it. And this feeling may draw you into what I call the ascension void, where you're just wanting to be alone a lot. There's no interest in meeting new people or doing things away from home. And your life can get very small for a while. And it may feel like as if something's wrong if this happens. But know that nothing is wrong. This is just a period in which you're shedding parts of your 3D identity. It's designed to be a time of internal focus and a time of letting go of old interests, old ideas about life, what you want, and what you think you're here to do. It's a letting go of old 3D identities. It's a period of incubation. Again, if this is happening, know that it will eventually end, and you'll probably feel very different, much lighter, when you're out the other end of it. And you may even find yourself stepping into a whole new identity, assuming new roles in your life. So don't fight what's happening. Flow with it. Trust that it's a part of your awakening process. As you gradually let go of certain aspects of your 3D ego identity, you'll find a more authentic 5D identity beginning to take hold. This ascension symptom, which is really a period of time within the ascension process, is actually quite complex. So in the next class, we'll really go into it in more depth. But meanwhile, let's look at the next ascension symptom, disorientation. And this can manifest in a number of different ways. It could be a feeling of just not feeling all here. It's hard to explain. You don't know where the rest of you is. You can't seem to get a hold of it, but you're somehow not completely here. Another sensation could be that as you go out into the outer world, it just starts becoming more dreamlike, more surreal. It's like you're in some other reality, and what's all around you, all the people, everything happening out there, is just surreal at this point. Or it could be a feeling that you're living in two different realities at once. You know, something else that can be disorienting are strange experiences with time. As I described in the last class, time is becoming really fluid now. Now that we're in the fourth dimension, you may find that time can stretch and it also can condense. Very weird. You can also experience spatial weirdnesses, like where you're misjudging distances. You're bumping into things, or you're dropping things that you're trying to place on a counter. Or you suddenly become aware that you don't know where you are. You know, you could be driving along in your car, and for a few seconds, you just draw a complete blank as to where you are or where you're going. It can be kind of scary, because what complicates things here is also the experience of memory loss that can happen at any time. And like I say, it's something that comes and goes, but if you're driving along in your car, it can be a little scary. But just remember, it comes and it goes. Just keep driving ahead and it'll come back to you where you are and where you're going. So yet another disorienting type of experience is when you feel intense energetic pressure, both in your mind and your body. And it can feel like you're just walking through molasses. So all of these are really disorienting kinds of symptoms. And there's something else that can be especially disorienting. And that's when you have an experience that's both uplifting and painful at the same time. Very paradoxical and counterintuitive. I described this in the first class. You know, times when everything in life is just moving smoothly along, good things are happening, you're feeling good, and yet you feel unaccountably depressed or maybe fearful. Doesn't make sense. Or everything's falling apart in your life and you're just, you know, really scared about it. And yet you're also experiencing a feeling of profound peace or great optimism. Again, doesn't make sense. Or, you know, one day you're feeling really healthy and your body feels great. And you think, oh God, you know, I'm really healing. And then suddenly the next day, you're finding three different health issues that are still there. Very confusing. So what's happening is you're experiencing both third dimensional consciousness and fifth dimensional consciousness at the same time. 3D patterns are on their way out, and 5D awarenesses are coming in. So you're experiencing paradoxical conditions and emotions both at the same time. Like I say, all these experiences are very disorienting, and they can feel overwhelming at times, like you're losing your grip on reality, you're out of control, or you're going crazy because it's all so unfamiliar. But remember, these experiences come and they go, and there's a good reason for them happening. And keep remembering that in a very real way, your whole reality is shifting. Your old life is really slipping away. You're losing all familiar reference points as to what's important, as to what you think about things, as to what feels safe, or as to how life works. Your whole sense of security can feel like it's disappearing. Your entire identity may feel like it's morphing into something else that's unfamiliar. You may also feel a sense of being consistently pushed forward out of your comfort zone into unknown territory toward an unknown goal. You're going to find that trust is being demanded now more than ever before, a need to trust in the flow that's happening, and also to trust your higher self, your own inner guidance. Can be helpful to develop a greater reliance on celestial help. It's all there. Angels, ascended masters, benevolent ETs, spiritual teachers, to realize that you are not alone. You are actually being held and guided by a whole team of these beings, whether you're aware of them or not. It's really important to understand that everything really is happening in a perfect way. It's all part of your process of ascension. The key is just to keep going forward on the path that's unfolding before you, no matter what. Keep remembering you're in the middle of a profound transformation. You're shifting from a very low vibration to a much higher one. So it's bound to be disorienting and uncomfortable and scary at times. And also keep in mind, you will eventually find your balance and be able to trust that your inner guidance system is leading you well through the challenges. So these are common ascension symptoms that I have noted with people and with myself and friends, family members over the past few years. So if you're experiencing any of these, just know you're on track in your ascension process. Be patient with yourself. Be careful not to judge yourself or to compare yourself to others on their journey. We're all different. We're all here at different levels of our evolution with different soul contracts, different spiritual missions. We are all right where we need to be. But when things get difficult, just remember the bigger picture. You're on your way home. The third dimension is behind you now. You're in the process of releasing 3D habits and emotional patterns. When something comes up, don't overanalyze it or wallow in it either. This can stop the release. Do your best to just let it go. When you're making decisions, move into your heart, not in your mind. This is the new GPS in the fourth and fifth dimensions. The rational mind is now really not qualified to go where you're going. Always choose love over fear. You know this one, it's just a reminder. And always, always attempt to love yourself no matter what is happening. Keep your vibration up. Think positive thoughts. Feel positive emotions. Experience gratitude whenever you can. Hang out where there's lots of laughter. This is really an important one. Keep it light. Spend time in nature. and find your community. These are all little tips to just keep reminding yourself with. So that's it about ascension symptoms for now. Hopefully you can relate to at least some of them. If you don't relate to many of them, you probably will as time goes on. I hope you can feel assured that you're not going crazy, that you're simply ascending toward 5D. And in our next class, I will be describing in more detail how to navigate your way through the ascension void and the periods of ascension cleanout that you may be encountering with more ease and understanding. So I will see you there.